Welcome to your typical Shonen protagonist. He's Kai. I'm Kels, and this is a show where we explore and duel. Oh my god. Duel our way through different anime series, and this episode continues our look at Yu-Gi-Oh! Duelist Kingdom. Kai, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. Working from home is not it, Chief. Whoever lied to you guys and told you that's where your dreams are, you tell them, no, my dreams live at work, a place I can leave.
Yes. not being stuck at your place of employment for the rest of your life. Yes. Is pretty big.
Yeah, true. So,
to which this is our opportunity to do that, even though you were stuck in the same location. The work is different, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind this, and I need our listeners and maybe one day our viewers to help us do this forever. For them, not for us, but for them. It's all for you, Damien.
It's all for you, Damien. So on that point, let's give a quick shout out. You can catch this show on Spotify as an audio only podcast, along with the YouTube video upload, which we have spent our very expensive digital media degree producing. Right.
Yeah. I mean, check us out, you know,
and that YouTube is, you know, your typical show. Boy, howdy. I should not have picked such a long name. Howdy.
It's your typical Shonen protagonist.
Bingo. And the Spotify, same thing. Your typical Shonen protagonist. To which, last episode, we made it a little through a quarter way of the season. We left off with Kaiba flying into the island and running into our intrepid gang featuring Yugi and Du Bois.
Friends. Yeah, Du Bois plus girl.
Yeah, Du Bois and Tristan.
Oh, no. The hope of friendship plus two. But yeah, so we're going to pick back up with the first duel. Actually, let's just pick back up what happened, like when Kaiba touched down.
Man, like, yeah, so Kaiba being the most, like, James level-headed. Bond. Sure, level-headed, yes. He winds up on, he touched down in a helicopter. I've made it to the Duelist Kingdom Island. I'm here to murder Pegasus for my brother. I mean, duel Pegasus for my brother's soul. And he runs into Yugi and the gang. And Yugi's like, hey, Kaiba. I know we've been through some stuff, but here's your deck back. I saved it because Mokuba is dope, and Mokuba is Kaiba's brother.
Yeah, and then Kaiba's all like, thank you, you shall be compensated for your trouble.
Yeah.
Because again, Kaiba's level-headed.
Kaiba's like, I respect you, Yugi. Thank you. You will be compensated for your time. Which, like, being nice is an hourly wage to Kaiba. All right. Bet.
I'm here for it.
Listen, if only, right?
And the thing that gets me about this is that Kaiba seems to be the only level-headed person in the series. Everybody else is like, Yugi starts off with, hey, you're gonna need some star chips, my guy, so we can go to Pegasus Castle. And Kaiba's just like, bruh, I got two legs and a briefcase. We going to Pegasus Castle.
Like, yeah, man, I don't need your star chips. I'm gonna go and find a way in. Like, I hacked into that duel you were having previously.
Yes, total hacks and total cheats. But, so, it's, and then Joey becomes all Brooklyn rage, misogynistic about it, and he's like, hey,
I thought we weren't gonna mention Yu-Gi-Oh! Bridge, but okay, here we go. But yeah, definitely Brooklyn rage, because it's just so accurate.
Yeah, he becomes all like Rage Boy. Roid Boy Joey starts talking about how, yeah, man, I'm just really mad and I blame everything on like my sister's eye surgery, which might also be killing her. And just because your brother is kidnapped doesn't mean that our other problems are less insignificant. Even though Kaiba never said that. Never said anything like that. He's just like,
the problem is, he didn't say anything about it. He simply was like, you are insignificant. Your problems don't matter. And I'm not going to even give you a moment to comprehend your problems because mine are more important. To which, don't ever call Joey a dog, even though he takes the L every time he tries to defend himself on being called a dog. Speaking of which, this is that next duel.
Yes. So he goes into that duel against Kaiba. Wow, Kaiba. And gets wiped. Gets straight waxed.
But like, this is the introduction for next season's big project, the dual disc, which I'm glad they changed it. This is technically the most true representation of a dueling and a disc. But season two's dual disc was so much cooler, even
so
though
much cleaner.
Exactly, yeah. To which I had one because, you know, they made the toys as a kid. It did the whole bendy and foldy action.
It was dope, bro. I loved it.
It beat up all your expensive cards because it's plastic and those are cardboard. But hey, yeah. Here's the origins of the dual disc in this game.
And it was like, so Kaiba like puts it out there and everybody's like, oh, what's going on? Like this new fangled technology stuff. And then Kaiba's like, you should know that I'm Seto Kaiba. And Kaiba just basically smacks Joey and like reinforms the world why he is the runner. I guess he was the world champ at one point. So he just reinforms the world why he is that.
Yes. Why he is the greatest duelist in like competition history.
Yeah. So it just, and you know, long story short, Joey just ends up losing that duel.
Mm-hmm.
And his confidence gets shot. Yes. And which drives us to the next step. Well, Kaiba goes off to Duelist Kingdom to go handle his business with Kaiba. Or not Kaiba. Wow. Go handle his business with Pegasus.
Yes. Which actually, that duel, the Kaiba-Pegasus duel, happens in our next part.
Yes, in part 3 of this video. Because if you thought it was over, you're wrong.
Part 4? Anyways, yeah, so Kaiba leaves the defeated Joey into the woods to go find more star chips to play the stupid game to get in to actually face Kaiba. You got me doing it. Face Pegasus. But now we have a defeated, sad Joey Wheeler. And Joey is probably the G of the entire series in my book. He's got to get his win back. He's got to continue to learn and grow. And we have to get to that inevitable fight in the championships of Joey and Yugi, where they play that really dumb, really fun rock and roll song
about them being brothers.
Exactly. So we got to get there. But to get there, we have to have Joey continue to win, right? So that's where we are. Joey, I think he gets separated from the group. I forget. He winds up going into this cave and running into Bandit Keith and crew.
Yeah, Goon Squad, which look like monsters and zombies for whatever reasons. Like, as a kid, I thought the dude's name was Bones, but it's Bonds.
I think it is Bones, but it's just pronounced Bones. It's B-O-N-Z.
Okay.
Thanks, America.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's always pronounced Bones.
Dude's looking like a mad... he looks like he's got some medical issues going on where he requires a lot of...
Yeah, man. He looks like he's literally dead.
Yeah.
And the whole point of this is let's introduce Bandit Keith as both a person who knows the game and as this jerk who's willing to take advantage of really anybody to get where he needs to go. So he's sitting back and he's telling Bones how to play his cards, which of course Bones is an undead zombie player, and all of the zombie cards do really dumb stuff, like don't ever actually die.
Yeah, it's really broken. Or they die, come back stronger, or they put curses on cards. Yeah. It's really,
which
it's really broken.
I don't think that's actually how the card game works, but I didn't write the story. So he's fighting the duel, and Bandit Keith's in the background looking at his hands, giving him signals. Yeah, play that. Wait a minute. Hold on to that. And as Bones gets sort of beat up by Joey Wheeler, Bones is, you know, doubting Bandit Keith's instructions until some big play.
Yeah, and like, so the weird part about this is we've seen people cheat, but it's almost like the way you're cheating, because technically this isn't cheating because Bandit Keith can't see Joey's cards. He's kind of just like...
Correct. It's just showing that he's good at the game, which yeah. is sort of nice. It's nice to know that he's not only a cheat, he actually knows the game that he's cheating at, which, spoilers, yeah. Bandit Keith is a cheat.
Yeah, and, you know, he's also the only American in this, so he's representing us well.
Yeah, I want to be like, what about Joey? But you are square right. In the Japanese, Joey is just Japanese.
Yeah, it's... Even in the dub, bruh, he's Japanese. Like,
yeah, that's on me for just assuming anyone that speaks English is, you know, relatable.
No, you're good. You're good. That accent just... It's the greatest thing ever. Regardless if we've said this or not, make sure you watch Yu-Gi-Oh! It's worth it. And
yes, dear Lord. Side note, it's available not only on Netflix, but it's also available on like Yu-Gi-Oh!.com. The entire show, not only Yu-Gi-Oh! The first series, but like every series of Yu-Gi-Oh! Since.
Yeah, GX.
Yep, Yu-Gi-Oh! V-Trains. I don't even know what that is.
5Ds.
Yeah, the one where they ride motorcycles.
Yeah, those 5Ds. Like, bruh. It's there's so many, and you don't need to watch any of them besides the original and 5Ds. Like, what, GX is GX, good to a point.
Yeah, I thought that GX got good. I don't think it was good. I think you had
to... It got good
yeah.
very late in the game. And it got mad confusing at that point. But yeah, it got there eventually.
But
eventually.
You know, if you're in quarantine, you can follow along with us at, you know, Yu-Gi-Oh!.com at no cost to you. It's not copacetic, but boy howdy is sure free.
Yeah, or Flix.net, you know?
Flix.net.
Netflix. I don't want to be out here sending these people to the wrong thing.
Yeah, they're going to wind up with viruses and blame you.
Yeah, you're going to be like, he told us to go to Flix.net, and it's going to be a whole thing.
So the Heart of the Cards is real, right? Joey Wheeler wins against zombies all on his own, right? Or was Yugi there at the end?
I mean, it was pretty much just him. Like, he got his confidence back.
Uh-huh.
So I think Yugi was around, but it wasn't like... Yugi was like, play this card, doing that. It was like Joey actually pulling off the strategy and then building up his confidence that he can do that.
Which is important. It's crucial.
Yeah.
So the long story short, Joey wins against henchmen. And they can, for some reason, they continue down this cave.
Running. Yeah, instead of just walking out of the cave, yeah, they just go straight into the cave.
Because you only need 10 star chips per player. But they continue down the cave because the story demands it. And they run into Para and Dox, requiring yes. a tag team duel.
And as we know, the other characters are useless fodder. So Joey and Yugi team up to make this fight.
Yes, I was really hoping for Yugi and Taya, but hey.
The power of friendship, you know.
You live and learn. So this is, they run into another one of those eliminators. Yes.
Yeah.
So Para and Dox are eliminators hired by Pegasus to just take players out of the game.
Which is literally like the best use of tournaments. Like, I wish every other anime tournament had things like this where they're just like, hey, let's just go and, you know, straight up eliminate these people. Let's get people out here to go and weed them down. Like, that is a good explanation of why we don't see 140 battles.
Maybe they didn't want to highlight that in Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z and Yu Yu Hakusho. Side note, what other shows put out tournament arcs? Do you know?
Every show, man. Hunter x Hunter.
Okay.
Because Dragon Ball Z. Yeah. Dragon Ball Z, My Hero Academia.
My Hero.
Food Wars.
Okay, you got me messed up on Food Wars. I haven't actually watched it, but I believe you.
Food Wars is dope, bro. That's one of my favorite anime. Like, it is, I love it. There's just whole animes about tournaments as well. There's a bunch of them. You know what? Maybe we'll give the people some information on a side show.
Like My about Euphonium. The best tournaments.
Sound Euphonium.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, I love that. But you know.
But yeah, we'll look at bringing some content based on like the best tournament arcs. Because we need something to do.
Yeah, and do I like a tournament arc.
Honestly, if they're done well and not boring, they are pretty dope. We're getting off rails. I've got opinions about the final season of Yu Yu Hakusho. It's good, but it could have been better. But we're on Yu-Gi-Oh! Right now. So, Para and Dox are eliminators, and here we introduce the maze sort of labyrinth gameplay that doesn't make a lick of actual sense in the game rules. But I maintain that this is because you and I had been talking previously about the way that the end of the season was sort of a test, a demo to the audience to see how a new set of game rules would work with an audience. Like what's their reaction? Looking at this now, this sort of here is a maze and the duel, the players have to work through it. I feel like this is almost a prototype in the mangaka's mind of something new that they can do with the game rules to make it interesting.
Yeah, like location-based dueling would be cool. Well, yeah. They already did that, but like, you know what I mean? Like obstacle-based dueling.
Yeah, you now have parameters. You can't just attack across the board. You now have to follow a path to get to the life points, right?
Yeah.
Which may or may not be a fact in the mangaka's mind, but it certainly feels related to the end-of-season game change that we'll get to with Dungeon Dice Monsters. But the long and short of it is, cool scenes, a bunch of rhyming from Para and Dox. Both of them are liars.
Both of them are liars.
Yeah, that's a whole thing. One of us can be trusted and one of us can not. And it's like, how do you tell?
And they keep finishing each other's sentences. And it's just the worst thing.
Unlike here, when it's a positive thing. But Yugi and Joey win, and they move on to... I think this is the final star chips that they have to get to meet 10 each. Right? So now Joey is in the tournament with 10 star chips, and Yugi is in the tournament with 10 star chips.
Well, we... Yeah, you're right. Yeah, we were missing one thing. Yeah, before that, yeah.
Oh, yes, you are so right. You are so right. So they get out of the cave that Joey initially got them into, and they are ready to go into the castle. But Who do they run into?
They run into Kaiba.
They run into Seto Kaiba, who has eight star chips. Or yes. I don't even know how many star chips he has. He doesn't have enough.
We just know he got them off screen. So, this is a... this is a really big moment for them, because it's just like Kaiba really just had given up his whole plan, because he had to get star chips to get in there before he had like this whole by force plan. So now he's going to need them. So he's, and there's only like four or five people left on the island with star chips. So he has to go against one of them. So he challenges... Should I go ahead?
Yeah, so he challenges Yugi, because now is the time for their big fight for the rematch from the first episode of the show. And I maintain that, like, in my mind, this is something that really sticks out to me, both visually and as a story beat, because they're on they're on the outside of the castle walls, right? So it's very scenic. And they're using the dual disc, so they're in a new space. They're not in one of the arenas, but there's also still the monsters. Okay, cool. And then the like story importance. So Yugi doesn't have Exodia in this battle, which he used to beat Kaiba in the first place. So the question is, how is he going to beat Kaiba without Exodia? Assuming that's the only way he could do it.
Yeah. So he just realizes that he's got... basically, he can cheat, is what Yugi realizes.
Man, Kuribo. Like, Kuribo every time through this season. And probably for the rest of the show.
True. It's mad broken how well Yugi... like, there's cheating... and then it's just like breaking the laws of physics cheating. And that's kind of what Yugi does.
Yeah. You have, what's this bucket? You have Bandit Keith cheating. And then you have Heart of the Cards cheating.
Which is like, what Heart of the Cards cheating is, where Yugi's just like, hey, let me pull out some mess where I like and put a virus in my monster. And you kill my monster and you get the virus. And your monster gets AIDS and dies slowly.
And I have Kariba, but I also have Multiply. So that is like literally everything to you.
Yeah, because 1 × 1,000 is 1,000. And I still don't understand that logic. But, you know, 1 × 1,000 multiplied is better than just base 1,000, basically. Because I'm going to be honest with you, the more I talk about this, the more I get frustrated. Because there's no way you should have won that fight. Like, well, even though he didn't.
Here's the thing. He was on his way to winning, and Kaiba pulled the ultimate move of, listen, I have a way to win. I know
you. I'll kill myself if you leave me.
Yeah. Well, no. So here's the thing of it. I'm going to step up on this ledge because I'm not scared, because I know how this is going to turn out. But Yugi, if you attack my monster and deplete all of my life points, who knows what's going to happen? Maybe the shockwave of my monster dying is going to knock me off this cliff. And then you'll have to live with that forever, being an actual murderer. Which, if we look back to season 0, Yugi doesn't have a problem with that. But maybe that's just the spirit of the puzzle, Yami, not having a problem with that.
Yes. So, and that is important because as we know, Yugi is not making these duels. Yami is, which is a whole nother realm of cheating. And Yami is just like, screw this dude. I don't care.
Yeah, Yami's like, yeah, we have things to do, Yugi. Let's just murder him. And Yugi's like, wait a minute. I've never felt these feelings of murder in my life before. This is not okay. We can't do this. So he's the final attack. Yugi's about to win the duel. He calls it off. And Kaiba wins. And now Yugi is at odds with himself.
Like, it's just... Yugi gets PTSD because he's like, there's another person inside of me who I can't control. I'm like, Yugi, he's been there the whole time. Yes, like, he's been there the whole 20 episodes, Yugi. Like, you literally saw it. So when you survived that fire against Panic, you didn't think, oh, wow, I guess I'm a mutant or something. You were just like, oh, I guess I'm... I don't know. Yugi's stupid.
Yeah, Yugi just wakes up on the stand being like, wait a minute, I won again? Bet.
Basically, I don't remember anything. And then his friends, being the true power of friendship, didn't even notice he looked different and grew 5 inches. But, you know.
Yeah, so there's two things to that. One, I don't think Yugi actually loses consciousness. He's just like, oh, cool, someone else is making these calls, and these calls are right, so I'm going to claim them. And two, yes, how do they're all of his friends are like, Yugi, so different while he's dueling. Meanwhile, we, the viewer, see him grow like 9 inches. He grows like a foot.
Yeah.
Wow. Like... But long short is Kaiba wins the match and Yugi loses, which means Yugi no longer has enough star chips to be able to enter the tournament.
And Yugi becomes a sad boy and gets depressed, and he goes to give. And then he looks at Joey, and he's like, hey, here, take my star chips. And Tristan's like, but what about your dying sister who's dying of blindness? And Joey's like, you're right. We don't know what we're going to do.
Yes.
And then...
Enter... My Valentine, which we'll do this one and we'll close it out.
I was gonna leave that for
no. Let's go ahead and get this one out of the way because it's a great cliffhanger. To do the next fight on, because the next fight is fun. So of course Yugi's all sad and depressed, and he's like, "I'll never duel again because I can't trust me. I can't trust me." Which okay, fair play. I get it.
Yeah.
If I wanted to murder somebody without control of my own, yes, I would be like, hold on a minute. This is weird. Let's not duel. So my Valentine is like, hey, you helped me with that pain fight or that panic fight. Y'all have been real friends. Here are some star chips. I have more than I need. And Yugi's like, I'll never duel again. Take me off this island.
Yeah, because he just forgets about his grandfather and everything. Like, Yugi is literally the worst character, and his friends all suck. But, yeah.
So, to shake him out of this fight, Mai is like, all right, fine. I offered them. I was nice to you, but whatever. I'll keep my star chips. And Taya, being the friend, not getting the ploy, is like, I'll fight you for those star chips. Even though we've never seen Taya duel other than, like, the first episode, maybe.
Yeah, and the sad part is, like, there were literally, like, Joey could have literally taken that duel he had already won before, like, on some real mess. Like, it's just... Anyway, so Taya takes the duel, and...
She is an average player, and Mai is nice. And the whole point of this entire duel was just to show Yugi that friendship is everything again for like the 9th time of this season.
This so dumb. Like, don't get me wrong, I shouldn't be like clowning on this because I actually enjoy Yu-Gi-Oh, but like just going back to watch it at where I am now in life, I'm just like, wow. this is the power of a typical shonen protagonist, because there's just so much bullcrap happening in his favor for him to win this stuff. I'm like, there is no reason that any of this should fly like it does, but then it does. It flies. Taya wins. She gets the star chips.
Now,
gives him the Yugi.
Now, Taya wins because Mai sees what's going on. She's a real nice person and forfeits. She could have won. This is the power of friendship. She could have won. She didn't. She let Taya win in a tournament she wasn't even involved in. And now Yugi's in the tournament.
Yep. And Yugi just magically is like, you're right, Taya. You doing this has shown me that, like, my homicidal part will be okay as long as I have friends that didn't notice I was homicidal in the first place. But whatever.
But yes, but whatever. So that's where we got to end it for this episode. Again, don't forget to check us out. Check this show out on Spotify and the video upload to YouTube. Also follow us on Twitter at YourTSP. That's URTSP as we live tweet our research, share our memes, and interact with the community of wonderful weebas. Next episode,
we've got two heavy hitters. Oh finally. My gosh.
So the entire point of Kaiba's story is this. And we're going to open with that. It's Kaiba entering the castle and facing Maximilian Pegasus. We'll get to that on our next episode of Your Typical Shonen Protagonist.
Let's go.